You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory, located in British Columbia, and it is K-Pop Cafe. Hey guys, it's your DJ Jaden here. Glad to have you guys back for today's show. Make sure to stay tuned. Hey guys, so it's a pretty busy time around this time of the year for students like myself, as it is the final exams week for us. I started my first one out of three exams I have in total this Monday, and I spent a decent amount of time to study for the first exam, and I think it went quite well, I think, but I'm gonna have to wait and see and when the results comes out. If you're a student and you're studying for your final exams right now, please let's study hard and we'll get through this and our summer will begin pretty soon. And if you're tired of studying, make sure to get some rest too, because you definitely need some breaks as well in between rather than studying in one sitting for a couple of hours straight. And of course, listening to this show is a good way for you to relax as well. So spend the next hour with me listening to some music. And I also have some Korean food to introduce to you guys today, which I haven't done for a while. So stay tuned. The first song we listened to was Please Don't Be Sad by this group named Highlight. Before I listened to this song, for the first time, I saw the name of their band, Highlight. And I thought it was a group that newly came out recently, but for some reason, while I was listening to it, I just couldn't stop thinking that I have heard of their voices from somewhere before. And I was like, who are these guys? So I did some research on them, and apparently the band is consisted of the members of the band named Beast. I grew up listening to them since high school, and while doing research on Highlight, I found out that after Beast, they left their agency, Cube Entertainment. They also changed their name from Beast to Highlight. So it's like a new beginning for them with a new name. in 2012, I believe, they were in the first world tour, and they even came to Vancouver as well. And normally when K-pop stars, they come to Canada for concerts, they always stop by Vancouver and Toronto, as these two cities are like the most well-known cities of Canada and Korea.
We don't suck it, I don't know this. We'll be the one, I'm done, you get me up. 15분 뒤쳐 잔잔해다 이미 다 깨져 부서진 맘 다 같이 망가져 엉망진 채 안 돼 흔들어 이 밤을 지키자 Everybody stand up 하나도 빠짐없이 하루 되는 선물상 열어지고 Everybody stand up 우리 모두 다 같이 하나도 빠짐없이 Yeah 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 다 필요 없어 다 아무런 기대 바람도 가질 수 없어
속은 내가 바보지 사랑 사람 다 똑같아오 결국 내가 내린 결론은 하나 나 혼자다오 처음부터 끝까지
Everybody stand up 하나도 빠짐없이 하루 되는 선물상 열어지고 Everybody stand up 우리 모두 다 같이 하나도 빠짐없이 Yeah 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 다 필요 없어 다 아무런 기대
There's a lot of talk about expectations in the April issue of Discorder, the expectations that we set for ourselves and others, and how we act when those expectations are not met. Experimental sound artist Ian William Craig discusses the nature of success. Bridget Gallagher makes us think about moshing in a new light. Una Craig dissects gentricide in the downtown east side. And April cover artist Janine Frey and Jute Lee advocates for the protection of caribou, amongst other things. Thanks to this month's advertisers, CITR 101.9 FM, the Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, the Rio Theater, the Wise Hall, Live Van, Alex Cuba, the UBC AMS, Red Cat Records, High Life Records, Audio Pile Records, Neptune Records, Jazz Records, Mint Records, the Rickshaw, RSD, and Doxa. Welcome to a new season.
That was Ribbon and Yay by Beast. IU is back with a duet song with Oh Hyuk called Can't Love You Anymore. And when I saw the news about her new song coming out, it was a bit surprised for me because it hasn't even been that long since she recently came back with Through the Night. But of course, it was a good surprise for me because I'm a huge fan of IU. I checked it on the Mnet music chart on the internet, and both of her songs, Can't Love You Anymore and Through the Night, which I played out for you a few weeks ago, they are still on the first top three list. So yay for IU fans here.
Don't 다섯 번째 미안하단 말이 이제 너에게 지겨운 건지 마지막일 거란 예감이 들어 영화 두두 이건 내가 오늘 하루 종일 그린 저녁은 분명하냐 날 보면 자꾸 네 안에 내가 보여서 이제 내가 싫어
사랑이 잘 안 돼 떠올려봐도 피부를 부비고 안아 봐도 입술을 맞춰도 참 생각대로 되지 않아 웃긴 것 같아 되돌려보려고 계속 모른 척해도 이제 와 우리가 어떻게 다시 사랑 같은 걸 알겠어
어디야
어디야
집이야
택시야
집에 거의 다 와가니
아 미안해
어떤 게
그냥 다
들어가
나 지갑 거기 두고 왔어
아 있잖아 아니야
말해봐
이제도 사랑하지 않는 것 같아
사랑이 잘 안 돼 떠올려봐도 피부를 부비고 하나봐도 입술을 맞춰도 참 생각대로 되지 않아
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory located in British Columbia, and this is K-Pop Cafe. So in Korea, there is this huge trend on social media called mukbang. Then what is mukbang? Mukbang literally means eating show. It's like a video where people videotape or live stream themselves eating food. And your reaction to it right now might be like, what the heck is that? And which is totally understandable, as that was how I reacted to this mukbang trend when I first heard of it. And in fact, I still couldn't really understand why lots of people in Korea love such type of shows until I myself got addicted to watching mukbang videos too. So I usually watch mukbang videos while I'm having my meal alone by myself, because I don't really like to eat alone. And it feels nice to have, because like when I have mukbang videos on while I'm eating alone, it feels like I have someone else with me to eat together. So, but I promised to myself that I would never ever watch them late at night, just because those videos, you can trust me on this, they would make me really hungry and make me want to eat late night snack, which I heard is not really good for our health. There are a couple of people on social media shooting mukbang videos, and we call them mukbang creators, as in they create their own social media and their main focus is shooting mukbang videos. I normally watch these guys named Pentsu and Embro, who eat like a huge amount of food. They do eat like a lot of food in one sitting, like eating more than 20 bowls of black bean noodles or 20 burgers. And they even do it live streaming without stopping it. So people can kind of see that they're not like faking it. So they can't, it's a live streaming video. So they can't even like edit it or like put the videos together, cut in half. But yeah, so they do it live to prove to the other people that they're actually eating them for real. And I was watching their videos the other day again and realized that I didn't really introduce any Korean food to you guys ever since we had the episode on Pyeongchang 2018 Winter Olympic Games. So I requested myself to talk about some food that many Canadians may not be familiar with. And if you haven't had your lunch yet, it's about, what time is it now? It's 1:26. And if you haven't had your lunch yet, it might be very painful to listen to you to me. Explain about these delicious food. Just a little warning ahead for me. And today I have chosen two of my favorite Korean food. The first one up is kimchi stew, which translates to Korean kimchi jjigae. This is personally definitely my number one on my food list, and many Korean people eat this food pretty often. And simply put, it's basically like a stew with many ingredients, including, of course, kimchi, because it's kimchi stew, and Korean pepper paste, which is pretty hot and spicy, and tofu, green onions, garlic, and sometimes people even put some like sausage or even ham in it. So there are lots of variations to it, and I grew up eating this food since I was like a small child, but my mom's kimchi jjigae is like the food that I can totally just like eat like every day and won't get tired of it, for sure. And when my mom makes kimchi jjigae for me, she always also puts some tuna in it, because I love tuna. But the most crucial ingredient would be kimchi. If kimchi doesn't taste very nice, if you put in like some kimchi that's not really tasty, then like the whole stew is gonna get bad. So the other ingredients can taste bad, shouldn't, but they can taste bad. But for kimchi jjigae to be really tasty, the kimchi you put in must taste really good. So I can't really describe in words how it tastes. So you should, like, you have to try this food for sure. And especially if you ever want to tell other people that you love eating Korean food or you know many Korean dishes, having tried kimchi jjigae is a must to do. If you haven't tried it, you can't really tell people that you like Korean food. I've never actually found in Vancouver, I never found a Korean restaurant that doesn't have kimchi jjigae, kimchi stew. So if you really want to give it a try, you can definitely go to any Korean restaurant near your place and have this food for dinner tonight, I guess. You can even, if you live in an area where there's like no Korean restaurant nearby, you can even try to make it by yourself too. And it's not really difficult to make at all. So you basically just need like kimchi, just which can be bought at any Korean supermarket. Some other ingredients you want to put in, possibly, I recommend tofu and tuna for sure. And some ham in it too. And what else? Some green onions and garlic for sure. A lot of Korean dishes, they have garlic in it. So, and make sure to put some gochujang, which is Korean pepper paste, salt, sugar, etc., etc. And there are, like, on the internet, there are tons of recipes out there for this food, for kimchi stew. So why don't you try kimchi jjigae for tonight's dinner?
너무 좋은 날 없어 그냥 차에 나 올라타 혼자만의 fun drive
오늘 같은 하루 지붕을 내리고 바람이 나를 이끄는 곳으로 let it flow alright 마침 나오는 노래도 좋아 누가 나를 보든 말든 리듬을 타 yeah I'm living 더 나고 싶은 마음은 더 비슷해 잠시만 모든 걸 내려놓고 시간 is there 이렇게 나를 풀어주네 yeah. 모험 같아서 괜시리 나 흥분돼
강남대로를 달리다 신호에 걸려서 옆에 서 있는 차의 드라이버와 눈을 맞춰 그래 당신 차도 그대를 태우고 좋은 곳으로 안내할 거야 아무 약속 없는 날 날씨 너무 좋은 날 고정한 데 없어 그냥 차에 나 올라타 혼자만의 fun drive
한강 아니면 숲에 가볼까 여의도 아님 선녀도 공원도 좋아 옆자리에 난 아무도 안 탔지만 괜찮아 호기심이 오늘 나의 나침반 날씨는 따뜻해 딱 좋은 온도 두 손 꼭 잡은 커플들 사이 허울로 달리고 있지만 딱히 외롭지는 않아 평소엔 보지 못한 풍경이 보이잖아
옆자리 미어있지만 오늘은 아무도 안 태워 앞을 보고 있지만 어디를 갈지 생각 안 해 그냥 좋아 살짝 부는 바람도 혼자 듣는 내 노래들도 아무 약속 없는 날 날씨 너무 좋은 날 갈 곳 정한 데 없어 그냥 차에 나 올라타 혼자만의 fun drive 막혀도 괜찮아 옆천 건드려도 그냥 즐기고 있는 이 시간들이 좋아 어딜 가든 언제 도착할지를 생각할 필요 없잖아 아무 약속 없는 날 날씨 너무 좋은 날 정한 데 없어 그냥 차에 나 올라타 I love driving alone La 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 la
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to the Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
You just listened to Night Rather Than Day by EXID and Fun Drive by Junsu featured by Crucial Star. Okay, so back to talking about some food. I have one more food to talk about, which is buchimge, the Korean pancake. Along with kimchi stew, we talked about earlier, buchimge is one of the representative Korean food as well, in my opinion. And there are many kinds of pancakes too, including pajeon, which is green onion pancake, potato pancake, and many different kinds. But the one I love the most would be, again, kimchi pancake. So you just need some kimchi. Onion, buchim powder, and salt, and some cooking oil. And for this food, I'll actually give you the recipe right now, just because it's really easy compared to kimchi stew. I mean, kimchi stew is pretty easy too, but this one's a little bit easier to explain, I guess. Okay, so the first step is to put the powder into a bowl. And oh, and for this powder, it's called buchim powder. So you can just like purchase it at any Korean supermarket, just like kimchi can be bought at any Korean supermarket. So you just put the powder into a bowl and pour some water in it. And then you put the ingredients, including kimchi, oil, salt. And some people even put some tuna in it. And I personally like to have tuna in it just because that's how my mom always made it for me. And then you just put, you just basically like after you put in everything in, you just like pan fry it. And then for like a couple of minutes, flip it. Make sure to flip it quite often. Then it will become a delicious looking pancake. But make sure to see the pictures of it on the internet first, and then try to make it by yourself. I will now play a song by Iheri from Davichi, and it just came out yesterday, so it's pretty new, and it's called Pattern.
Oh, 저기면서 아등바등 별 세우며 잠을 청해도 반짝반짝 그대가 눈부셔 밥을 먹든 커피 마시든 TV를 보든 웃다가 울든 곁에 있든 내 옆에 너인 걸 울었어 너 떠나던 날 난 몰래 울었어 눈물이 앞을 가려와 비처럼 쏟아지던 바보야 잊지 마 언제까지 나 사랑해 사랑해 언제까지 나 혼자든 둘이든 상관없어 내 옆에 그대인 걸 전부인 듯 마지막인 듯 두 팔 벌려 내게 안기던 정말 그댄 나를 잊었나요
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
Okay, so these are what I got for you guys for today. I hope you guys enjoyed spending time with me, as always. By the way, did you guys like the part I was talking about food, though? Like, if you guys liked it, I'll do, from now on, I'll do more of the food introduction part from now on. But I'll need to talk about my biases. and stay tuned for more coming shows on CITR 101.9 FM today. And thank you so much for listening to my show today, and have yourself a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
도대체는 why 매일 밤 천장만 바라보다가 아야 너 때문에 애만태 오는지 그렇게 알아달라고 눈치를 줘봐도 전혀 알지 못하는데 넌 왜 그걸 몰라 난 정말 며칠 밤을 뜬 눈으로 고민해봐봐